And that'll take us to our last segment here, which is going to be presented by Art Podell of Art and Paul, and formerly the New Christy Minstrels, who was there at the creation, as they say, back in the village in the late 50s. And Art, you're going to talk about some of the northern sound as well, yes?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm going to talk fast. We have about a half an hour left. George, I know how you used to feel going last, if you're out there listening. Anyway, I was a part of the village scene. I snuck away to the village as a high school kid, and I listened to all of these wonderful people singing. I saw Pete Seeger, at midnight concerts, Cisco Houston, Oscar Brand. I could give you a whole list of people. There were two influences I want to talk about right now that just basically helped create what I felt was important to me in the village. Paul and I had no clue about politics. We were just absolutely enthralled with the music and the spirit behind the music. Oddly enough, I'd like to present first a guitar player that just absolutely blew me away. Somebody once said to me, "You want to hear a great guitar player?" I had befriended Dick Rosmini in Greenwich Village, and Dick Rosmini was one of those people who was behind the scenes in just so much folk music that was happening in the village in the late 50s and the early 60s. And Dick dragged me. He said, "You think I play the guitar good? You want to hear this guy?" He dragged me uptown to somewhere on 57th Street on a winter night, and there was this guy standing there with glasses, dark glasses on, blind, playing a Gibson jumbo guitar, and people were dropping money in a cup, and he says, "I want you to meet Reverend Gary Davis." And Gary Davis looked at us, and he said, "Okay," and Dick said, "Play Art a song so he can see where we all learned how to play." So I'm going to play a cut of Reverend Gary Davis's, probably one of his most famous ones. And following that immediately, there'll be a cut from Dick Rosmini. And then I'll tell you the rest of the story when we're finished with that.
If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this old building down. Where Delilah, she was a woman, she was fine and fat. She had good loose, God knows, and cool black hair. Delilah, she gained old Samson mind. The first she saw this woman, it didn't feel this time. Delilah, she sat down with Samson, me. The devil, I you straight line, if you please. She spoke so kind, God knows she talked so fair. Then Samson said, "Delilah, cut off my hair. You can shave my head, clean in my hand. In my strength come not just is any other man. If I had my way, yeah, if I had my way, if I had my way, I'd tear this old building down. Great God Almighty, talk to me. Yes, sir. Yeah. Talk to me now. Talk. Uh-huh. Talk. Uh-huh. Talk to me. Let me hear you. Talk to me. Yeah. Make me feel good. What? He was the strongest man that ever had lived on earth. So one day while Samson was walking along, he looked on the ground and saw an old jawbone. He stretched out his arm, God knows it broke like thread. got to move it 10,000 one day. Good God. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tell it so killing down. Well, old Samson hit the line, got intact. Samson, he jumped up on the lion's back. So you read about this lion had killed a man with his paws. But Samson, he got his hand into the lion's jaws. He read that beast until he killed him dead. And that beast made honey, that lion. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tell it so. Ow! If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would. Good God.
Was Reverend Gary Davis first and Dick Rosmini second. Dick, of course, was the guitar player on the Art and Paul recordings, and I've never played guitar with somebody that made me sound so good. Someone once said, I think it was Mary Catherine, that she could play as well as Reverend Gary Davis if she had 14 fingers on each hand, and I feel the same way. Just one quote about him. Taj Mahal said, Gary Davis took you out of playing baby guitar, made you play it like a grown man. I remember one night when poor Gary couldn't even get home. Dick and I took him home to his apartment up on Harlem, and he lived downstairs from Tina Leadbetter, Leadbelly's wife. Deceased.
No, Tina was Leadbelly's. Tiny Leadbetter is Leadbelly's niece.
Tiny was his niece. See? See what I remember now? Interesting little fact. Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded that song that you heard of Gary Davis, If I Had My Way, Samson and Delilah. And all of the royalties from that song went directly to Reverend Gary Davis, who bought a home with it. It was the only home he had ever lived, ever owned. He lived in that home until he died in 1972. And the money still comes in from that recording. Peter, Paul, and Mary, thank you for helping a great, great guitar player. Onward, Art and Paul. Paul and I met in the summer camp years and years when we were teenagers. We were teenage friends. We did comedy routines. We did Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis for high school proms. When we reconnected somewhere in 1959, Paul had just gotten out of the Army. I was hanging around the village listening to music, trying to figure out what to do. Paul had one of the greatest voices I had ever heard. A great comedic instinct, probably one of the funniest people I've ever met. Half of our rehearsals were spent on the floor with me too hysterically laughing to sing. We got in and started to put together an act based on who we were, not based on what we were what mark. We had no concept of if there was a market or not. I just knew I loved folk music. And Paul had somewhat of an acquaintance with folk music, but his musicianship and his voice and his ability was just incredible. Paul, I know you're out there listening, so you owe me for being so nice to you. Paul is still one of my best friends.
I thought that your first album, The Songs of Earth and Sky, which you just told me came out in 1960?
59, 60. Who remembers?
On Columbia. It was a kind of a lost classic. I think it sold fairly well, didn't it? But it became, it wasn't repressed. By the late 60s, you'd had a very hard time finding it. It became a collector's item, and lots of people were paying good money to get a used copy of it, I recall.
Not to me.
Well, to whoever had one.
Well, we moved out to Cal. What happened with us at Columbia Records was interesting. Columbia was looking for one good folk act because they figured that's what they had. So they signed us. Our first album started to sell. And then out of the blue came the Brothers Four with Greenfields. And when Greenfields hit, Paul and I stood there, probably felt like the people on the deck of the Poseidon when they first saw the wave. And once Greenfields was such a big hit, then Columbia basically wasn't interested in us. Interestingly enough, they had two songwriters write a song for Art and Paul to help make us more commercial. Paul and I listened to it and said, that's not folk music. We wouldn't do that in a million years. And Columbia said, well, okay, we'll give it to someone else. I think it was a song called Sealed with a Kiss.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys, as I recall.
No,
Brian Hyland
did the song, but it was written for us. We went up to their offices and the two songwriters with a piano sang it to us, and Paul and I looked at each other, and that was the end of that.
Actually, with your vocal blend, I could hear you doing it. It just isn't kind of in your wheelhouse. It's not folk music. But
no, it just wasn't what we were doing. But anyway, I want to play some Art and Paul now. Is that okay with you guys?
Absolutely.
All right. Rather than talk about it, Paul and I would sit for hours and hours and hours and work on arrangements. We had no template. We didn't try to copy anybody. We just took everything we had, and I can remember living in a small apartment, eating oatmeal. Paul, do you remember the cream of wheat flavored with grenadine that we used to have because somebody left a bottle of grenadine in the apartment that we rented on the Lower East Side? And we worked up these arrangements, and I'll tell you something. People listened to these arrangements and said, what the heck is that? I remember even Albert Grossman auditioned us for a festival once, and he walked away. Rosmini, who was a friend of Grossman, said, well, we said, did he like us? And Rosmini says, well, I don't think he really understood. He just walked away scratching his head and never said anything. Anyway, I want to start off with some of the Art and Paul. Mary Catherine, could you hand me the list that I gave you so I can tell you what order we decided on? Thank you. First one is going to be All My Trials. It's a Belafonte song that Paul loved, and we did that. The second one, Pick a Bale of Cotton, our first arrangement. This arrangement took us 2 weeks, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We came up with this arrangement. After that, I had to include Hole in a Bucket from Oscar Brand. Paul, like I said, the funniest guy I ever met. And if we have time, my favorite things.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry, for you know your mama is bound to die. All my trials are soon be over, soon be over. There is a tree in paradise,
the wise men,
oh, they call it the tree of life. All my trials, Lord, soon be over, soon be over, over, oh, too late. Too late, too late, my brothers, too late, but never.
trials, Lord, soon be over. Jordan's waters, Jordan's waters, Jordan's waters, Jordan's waters are chilly and cold.
They chill
the body, but warm the soul. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. Soon be over, over. Too late, too late, too late, my brothers. Too late. My trials, Lord, soon be over, soon be over.
Come on, Tar Barrel, roll out of bed, Cujo. You got a lot of work to do.
A cotton one's a day voyage.
You got a lot of work to do.
A cotton one's a day voyage.
Pick a bale of cotton, gotta jump down, turn around and pick a bale a day.
Jump down, turn around and pick a bale of cotton, gotta jump down, turn around and pick a bale a day. Jump down, turn around and pick a bale of cotton, gotta jump down, turn around and pick a bale a day.
Pick, 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 pick.
Me and my gal are gonna pick a bale of cotton. Me and my gal
keep a pickin' all day.
Me and my gal are gonna pick a bale of cotton. Me and my gal
keep a pickin' all day.
Oh Lordy, pick a bale of cotton. Oh Lordy, pick a bale a day. Oh Lordy, just bump kicking that cotton. Oh Lordy, pick a bale a day. Me and the gal gonna pick a bale of cotton. Me and the gal gonna pick a bale a day. Me and the gal gonna pick a bale of cotton. Me and the honey gonna pick a bale a day. Me and the gal gonna pick some cotton. Me and the gal gonna pick a bale a day. Oh Lordy,
up and down and pick a bale of cotton. Up and down and pick a bale of cotton. Pick a bale a day. Oh Lordy, up and down and pick that cotton. Up and down and pick that cotton. Pick a bale a day. Pick, 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 pick.
Me and my brother gonna pick a bale of cotton. Me and my brother gonna pick a bale of cotton. Me and my brother gonna pick a bale of cotton.
Oh Lordy, pick that bale every day.
Me and my brother gonna pick a bale of cotton. Me and my brother gonna pick a bale of cotton. Me and my brother gonna pick a bale of cotton. Me and my brother gonna pick a bale of cotton.
Jump down, turn around, chicken down, turn around, chicken down, turn around, pick a bale, pick, pick, pick a bale a day. Oh, oh Lord, even down, pick, pick,
pick a bale of cotton.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale a day. Oh, Lord, even down, pick, pick,
pick a bale of cotton.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale a day.
Jump down. Jump down and pick a bale of cotton, gotta jump a bale of cotton, gotta jump a bale a day. Jump down, turn around and pick a bale of cotton, gotta jump down, turn around and pick a bale a day. Jump down, turn around and pick a bale of cotton, gotta jump down, turn around, pick a bale of day.
Georgie!
Huh?
I'm very thirsty. Can I please have some water?
There's a hole in the bucket, Mariah, Mariah, a hole in the bucket, Mariah, a hole.
Well, why don't you plug it?
Sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie, why don't you plug it?
Sweet Georgie, why don't you plug it?
With what will I plug it? Mariah, Mariah, with what will I plug it?
With a twig.
Sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie, with a twig. How's that, sweet Georgie, with a twig? The twig is too long, Mariah, Mariah, the twig is too long, Mariah, too long.
Why don't you cut it? Sweet Georgie, why don't you cut it? Sweet Georgie, why don't you cut it?
With what will I cut it, Mariah, Mariah? With what will I cut it, Mariah? With what?
With a knife, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie. With a knife,
Sweet Georgie, with a knife.
But the knife is too dull, Mariah, Mariah. The knife is too dull, Mariah, too dull.
Why don't you sharpen it, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie,
sweet Georgie? Why don't you sharpen it,
sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie? Why don't you sharpen it?
And with what will I sharpen it, Mariah, Mariah? With what will I sharpen it, Mariah? With what?
With a stone, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie,
sweet Georgie. With a stone,
sweet Georgie, with a stone.
But the stone is too rough, Mariah, Mariah. The stone is too rough, Mariah, too rough.
Why don't you smooth it, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie? Why don't you smooth it,
sweet Georgie, why don't you smooth it?
And with what will I smooth it,
Mariah, Mariah? With what will I smooth it, Mariah? With what?
With some water, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie. With some water, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie.
With some water.
And in what will I carry the water, Mariah? In what will I carry the water? In what?
In a bucket, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie. In a bucket, sweet Georgie, sweet Georgie. In a bucket.
There's no. The end of the song isn't there.
Mariah, Mariah, a hole in the bucket, Mariah, a hole.
Georgie.
Hi there. Hi there, this is Art Podell.
And Jim Moran. And
Joe Frazier, Championship Trio. Joe.
Anyway, that was Art and Paul. By the way, I'm planning on offering the Art and Paul albums on my website, artpodell.com. That's Podell with two L's, one P, one D. The N is silent.
There's an O in there somewhere too. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
we can hear you, Art.
Oh, you can.
We can. You're just not plugged in, right? There's the hazards of the modern radio station. There you go.
Right. I was wearing a pair of earphones that wasn't plugged in. Anyway, we don't have that much time. That was Dick Rusmini on Pick a Bale of Cotton, by the way. That was him, just an incredible guitar player. Dick passed away in, I think, 1997. I still miss him. That was it for Art and Paul. Like I said, we're going to be offering the Art and Paul CDs on our website, artpodell.com.
The Songs of Earth and Sky is just a really eclectic, it's a great album. And I thought, one thing I wanted to ask you about that was the song selection includes, and that's why I wanted to know the date, songs like All the Pretty Horses and The Cruel War is Raging.
These were the songs that were floating around the village. If you hung around the village in those days, everybody was singing those songs. Peter Yarrow was singing them at the Café Wa. Everybody that got up, it was almost like there was a community repertoire of songs. It took the big folk groups to take those songs, and each one adopted a particular song and made it theirs. And whoever had the first hit with it was the one that was credited with the songs. But if you went to Washington Square, everybody was singing the same songs. It was one big pool. And I think back in those days, nobody ever expected folk music to make that much money. So we shared our songs. It was no problem. Somebody, you would write a song, you'd hear a song, you'd dig up some song from some album that Alan Lomax had handed you, because he was floating around there too, and you'd say, this is a great song. So you'd run down to Washington Square and sing it for everybody, and everybody would sing it. It was a joyous time. Nobody ever expected money to erupt that that violently, and then people would grab a song, and to be honest with you, every time I'd hear a new Peter, Paul, and Mary song, I'd go, darn, they took that song and did it. Now I can't do it.
Well, that was, well, they took several songs from the album, and you can see a real influence of the Art and Paul arrangements on some of theirs. And since you mentioned their premiere album, which came out in, I think, April of 1962, we had three or four songs that you heard on Art and Paul, plus the Reverend Gary Davis song, If I Had My Way, Samson and Delilah, you played earlier. That album sold 2 million copies, Art.
Wow.
Okay, and that's how the Reverend Gary and his wife could afford a house in New Jersey. So, Art and Paul's Songs of Earth and Sky is a classic, but it's kind of a cult classic.
Well, I guess we have to wind it down. We're getting the signal from the board that our time here on this show is winding up to an end. Joe?
Well, we're going to be coming back, hopefully, even yes. though Mary Catherine is taking a little bit of hiatus this summer. But we certainly hope to come back in September.
As the song said, see you in September. Also,
yes,
Brian.
And we already have some very good ideas what that program is going to be comprised of.
And this time I don't get to go last.
You can go first next
let's
time,
get
Art.
Joe. Let's get George to go last.
No, George sure. went last time. I will go last. I'll
no,
set the
never.
Theme up.
No, you have never, to be. Never.
I'll go last.
Come on, boy.
Okay.
All right. Jim Moran here from the blog, folk blog, comparativevideo101.blogspot.com, wishing you good morning.
Art Podell here from http://artpodell.com.
And Joe Frazier from the Chad Mitchell Trio. We'll be back in September.